Welcome to Marilyn Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Author Humbler Axe, who has written a book called How to Stop Smoking in 50 Days. I want to remind my listeners, it's a call-in talk show, and you're welcome to make your comments and especially your questions. And I'm sure that Humbler or I will answer them the best we can. The phone numbers for Pierce County are 253-584-1480. Pierce County is 253-584-1480. And for King County, it's toll-free. You don't even need to dial 1. Just dial 253-804-5765. 253-804-5765. I want to let my listeners know that we are being sponsored today by Crystal Voyage at Freight House Square in Tacoma. And recently she met with me and selected angel paintings I've done, and they will be available later this month at her store. So drop in and take a look, and hopefully you'll find something you're interested in. Alala Treatment Center, or Recovery Centers, is located in Alala, Washington, and is available for your recovery needs. They do a terrific job. I've been there and see the results they get. We have just started having Peter G's Fine Carpet and Upholstery on our show. They do cleaning. Spot cleaning, as they did in my house, was terrific, or they even clean your whole home for your carpets and upholstery. I was tickled with their work. So give them a call at 253-862-0993. Also, the Healing Tree in Auburn is there for you to enjoy. It's a wellness center and metaphysical store with lots of interesting things for you to find. In Auburn, that's the Healing Tree. So I would like to move on and introduce our guest for today. But just before I do that, I do want to make an announcement for those of you that have tuned in to hear Kimberly Clark Sharp. She asked if she could be rescheduled. So we are planning to have her on June 5th. And for those of you that are interested in her exciting out-of-body experience, please stay tuned today anyway, because you're going to be interested in and find this an informative program, especially if you didn't keep your New Year's resolution to quit smoking. I want my listeners to meet today Humbler Axe. He owns and runs a steel fabricating company in St. Louis. He has been happily married to the same woman for 39 years this month. Congratulations, Abler. Humbler, and then you also have two grown sons.
Right.
And Humbler Axe enjoys staying fit, eating a vegan diet, or vegan, I guess it is, and studies Hebrew. I think that's interesting. He even likes the occasional half round of golf. Well, I identify with that. About 9 holes is right for me. And he smoked 11 years before finding a technique that helped him quit. Welcome today, and glad to have you on the show.
Well, thanks so much, Marilyn. It's great to be with you, and I say hi to all your listeners at KLAY.
Well, I appreciate that. And if you speak really loud into the phone again, it will help us.
Okay.
Thank you. Humbler, how did you find that a steel fabricator came to up with a revolutionary book about kicking the habit and the idea for this technique?
Well, that's probably the best question of all. Marilyn, I have been interested in dreams for 35 or more years, and I have found them to be a tremendous resource that we just don't seem to appreciate the way a lot of peoples and cultures have in the past. So along with my business occupation, I have been working with dreams for all that time. And lo and behold, about 8 years ago, out of the blue, I had a dream which simply said, do work to keep people from smoking. And honestly, I was baffled. I didn't know what to do. I even turned to some of the people in the office and I said, I think we'll just make this a smoke-free office. And they all jumped on me and said, why? And I couldn't tell them I had this dream. It was too embarrassing. So I let it go. And over another year or so, I began to believe that I could use the information that I've had from dreams to try to make a technique for people to stop smoking.
Well, that's really terrific that you're helping people in that way. Why is it so hard for people to stop smoking?
Well, that's really a baffling thing, because of the 48 million people that smoke, about 33 million of them. Now, that's a lot of people, and I'm sure there are people out in your audience right now that have a cigarette in their hand, or one in a tray, or one in their pocket. They're about ready to smoke. Why do they keep on smoking? They're all intelligent. They know they shouldn't. One of the reasons is it becomes an addiction, and it's hard to break an addiction. And I think the other big thing is that people really are so used to smoking. It's a part of their personality. It's a part of their being almost. And it defines different moments of the day for them. That cup of coffee, driving with a cigarette in your mouth. All these things are part of their personality, and they're just so used to it, it's hard to stop.
Right. It does become just part of your lifestyle. When I was smoking 12 years ago, I found it more difficult to stop smoking than to stop drinking and using the prescription drugs.
Right. Well, of course, there has been a terrific program for drinking, the AA program, which I think has done miracles. And AA is a program, as far as I know, that works on the spiritual, the unseen, and getting in touch with it and helping you with this problem that's too big for you. And in a way, I think the dreams are another unseen resource that we have that will definitely help a person with a problem if they will just nurture some kind of a relationship with their dreams instead of treating them like some kind of an intruder in the night.
Well, I think that's really interesting, because there's another person that I'm familiar with, Edgar Cayce, who did a lot of work with dreams.
And, I'm sorry, I couldn't hardly hear you.
Oh, there's another person I'm familiar with, Edgar Cayce, and he did a lot of work with dreams and helping people to understand the messages from them.
Uh-huh.
And so I see that there's other people also working in similar ways as you are.
Right. There's actually a group at Harvard right now that's working with dreams as a resource. I mean, it amuses me in a way, because for millennium, people have relied on dreams. The Greeks relied on them to help them with problems with medicine. Someone would be ill with something they didn't understand, and he would go to a temple, and there he would go to sleep, and hopefully his dreams would show him how the illness could be treated. And Indians in some tribes sent their young out as sort of an initiation and said, just pay attention to your dreams and you'll learn how to survive. So this has been around for a long time.
I think that's good for people to be reminded of that. We had a Dr. Gladys McGarry on several weeks ago who also said the same thing from her holistic medical practice, that dreams helped her to determine medical conditions and answers.
Right, right. The method that I've proposed and made available is, I think, something that hasn't been done before, and that is where you consistently work with your dreams over a period of time to achieve a particular goal. I think most of the research that's been done has been done on just getting a group together and seeing if they don't have something that's helpful for a particular problem. But I don't know of any instance where it's been done for a period of 50 days.
I think that's a very interesting approach that you have. You, as my experience is, and from another guest we had on prior, mentioned that addictions come in threes. Did you find that to be your experience?
Addictions come in threes. Well, I know.
Such as alcohol, smoking, very much go together. The people,
yeah.
You know, so there's various ways of, obviously, they could even be a workaholic at the same time.
Right. Well, I guess there's some truth in that. I don't know of any other addictions that I drank a little bit in those days, but I didn't feel I had a problem with it. I had a bad temper in those days. That was probably a problem. And I think dreams have sort of helped me with that. I think what happens with dreams, you get a you get a lot of insight into yourself that's sort of enjoyable and often amusing, and it helps you, I think, have a little better approach to problems as they come up in life.
I agree with you. In your book, you say that stopping smoking is an opportunity. Can you explain this positive attitude? Most people might not agree.
Right. Well, I've always believed, I can't say I live it every moment, but I really do believe that every problem we have is an opportunity to develop something in ourselves that we haven't developed before. And I really believe that smoking drives a person to a point where they need to work on themselves in a way that they probably wouldn't have bothered with if they didn't have this problem. And I really think that that's the best way to approach the problem of smoking. The other ways are sort of back and forth psychological hang-ups, and they don't really accomplish anything for anybody. They just annoy us along with our guilt. So this is what I propose. Be positive and let's have a little enjoyment with the problem.
I think that makes good sense. You mentioned in your book about being grateful, which is sometimes indicated as a spiritual approach to life. Is your book spiritual?
I think it's spiritual to some extent. I don't feel that it would put off anybody who, let's say, isn't spiritual. I think the book is like an outlet on a wall. If you're spiritual and you plug into it, you'll get some spiritual insight. If you're not spiritual and you plug into it, you'll get some other insight, and then perhaps you'll see that you really need to be a little spiritual. But it's not like whatever you are, you can't take to the book and get something out of it.
That sounds very practical. Everyone, please stay tuned. We are having some messages now, and we'll be glad to have you back. And please do call in with your questions. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We are having a wonderful talk today with Humbler Axe, who has written How to Stop Smoking in 50 Days. This is another approach to stopping smoking. If the one you tried didn't work, give this one a try. You'll probably find it's quite effective. We've been asking questions, and Humbler has had some interesting answers for us. Maybe he will explain the difference between physical and psychological addiction.
Sure, I'm happy to. I think that they're really two ends of the same devil, you might say. The physical is something that you really get into in a short period of time. I think most people that start smoking do it for a kind of an effect that it has on other people. They're part of a group. They're making a statement about the fact that they're who they are, and so that's a psychological motivation. Nobody knows what the physical addiction is going to be, and most people right now who smoke, 70% would say, if I knew what I was getting into, I would never have gone there. But nevertheless, they have. And so after that first or second puff, which just about knocks anybody out, you get to a point where you are addicted. And then every time you smoke a cigarette, you get that shot of nicotine, and the manufacturers have made it so that that shot comes in about 7 seconds. It's almost instantaneous, and it works. It hooks you.
Well, I didn't realize it was so premeditated.
Well, yeah, that's I really have no problem with cigarette companies. I read a lot of things about what they've done in the past, and I refuse to get too upset with them. I think the focus should be on the people that are smoking and how to get them off, rather than, at least from my point of view. But they have developed a very scientific nicotine delivery service that little white thing that you smoke is. And there's a lot of brains and a lot of scheming that goes into the combination of chemicals and how it works. And it's a little bit awesome to realize that so much effort has gone into producing something that really is so deadly.
Well, it's a shame that people have not always realized they have a choice, and that's what I think you're saying is not. There's several billboards in my area recently, and one has some pretty ugly pictures on it and says smoking smokes you.
Right. Well, if you notice in the book, there's a couple of really, they're just unabashedly lewd dreams that do indicate that that's what happens. You really do get smoked rather than smoking. And I was at a book signing recently, and I got finished. I happened to mention that pets are affected by smoke, and that if people don't want to stop because of themselves, they might want to consider their pets. And someone came up to me and said that he had a friend who was a veterinarian and smoked, and a pet came in, and they did an autopsy, and they opened up the lungs, and it looked like the lungs of a heavy smoker, and it so appalled him that he just stopped. He almost went into sort of a shock with that realization.
Well, you know, I discovered in my own family, this is many years ago when my children were just babies, but the smoke in the household apparently affected them, and they kept coming down with bronchitis.
Right.
So
right.
Not just pets, it affects the other household members.
Well, that's right. The secondhand smoke has become a big issue, and a lot of people are buying this book because they're so concerned about the smoker in their house, in their office, or just someone that they really want to see well for a long time. And so they're buying the book just to say, you know, I love you, and I know that you don't want me to be on you about this habit, but here's a book, try it, and maybe it'll help you.
For those listeners that are wanting to call in with their questions, our phone number in Pierce County is 253-584-1480. And in King County, call toll-free 253-804-5765. And call in your questions. We have open lines available right now, so don't hold back. Just say, I'm going to make that call and ask this question I've always had. I also want people to remember to tell the people who are sponsoring this show that they heard about them on the program. If you are into Crystal Voyage, let them know that you're listening. Or if you call Olala Recovery Centers for information for your loved ones, let them know that you heard their commercial on our program and on our airtime. Or Peter G's Fine Carpets would like to hear from you also. And also the Healing Tree in Auburn. They're all interested to know that you have heard about them on the program. Humbler, can you tell us what some of the triggers are for psychological addiction that people might have?
The triggers for psychological addiction, yes. Well, let's just start in the morning. You get up, and there are people that, before their feet hit the floor, they grab for a cigarette and light it. That's number one. That's pretty extreme, but that's, I guess, about as severe as you can get. Although I have a couple of people, or I've heard of a couple of people, who actually get up in the middle of the night to have a cigarette. That's just the way it is with some people. Then they have a cup of coffee, and they always want to have a cigarette with that. Let's say they get into their car and the traffic's a little bit hectic, congested, and so they light up a cigarette. They get to the office or their workstation or wherever, and every so often they've got a cigarette. It just goes on and on and on, and people that smoke a pack or more a day are really devoting a tremendous amount of time to this habit without really realizing it's become a part of their identity, so they just don't even see it, really.
Yeah, one of the things that I discovered about myself in smoking years ago was that I saw it as a reward. If I was cleaning house and I thought, oh, I need a break, so I'd sit down and have a cigarette. And it dawned on me one day, this isn't really a reward. It's actually detrimental to my health.
Right.
So it took me a while to wake up.
Yeah. Now, in the book, there's mention of a reward for beginning to want to stop smoking, and there's an instance or two where a dream is shown where someone has a chocolate sundae, and the idea was advanced that, I mean, if you're really serious about stopping smoking, it doesn't hurt to give yourself a little reward just because you're interested in stopping. It's a way of telling your body, you know, I really want to work on this thing, and I need all the cooperation I can. So I'm going to give you a little reward, and in return, I hope that I'll get the cooperation that I need to try to stop smoking. And I think it's helpful with a lot of people to have those little rewards.
I like that idea very much. Is it possible to quit smoking without side effects?
Yes. I think it's possible if you cover all the bases beforehand. And by that I mean if you're willing to work on this method with your dreams, you'll see issues. You'll see all kinds of arguments at first against stopping because some parts of you just aren't really interested in stopping. Certainly the part that's hooked on smoking doesn't want to stop. But over a period of time, you begin to get a little more of a washout of those things, and you get new impressions coming in, so that you're really becoming more and more harmonious, you might say, when you stop. The person that stops cold turkey often goes back because they haven't really gone through that preliminary process of getting rid of all of their hang-ups, you might say.
That's a wise statement. I think you're very true with that.
Thank you.
I want to remind my listeners to call in to Pierce County, 253-584-1480. And in King County, call 253-804-5765. We have lines open, and I'm sure my listeners have questions. And don't be shy. Give us a call. That's what this program's all about. We're going to be going on to commercials here in a minute, but I thought you might tell us, Humbler, how does someone, your system reduces, so to speak, people will often gain weight or get real irritable, and that's common when people stop smoking. How does your system help with that situation?
Well, I think you exercise a certain preliminary experience with dreams. You might see yourself in a dream being uptight about something, and you see yourself getting upset, and you reflect on it afterwards, and it's almost as if you're rehearsing for a play that you're going to be in, and you go through all of the reactions that you have, and over a period of days, you begin to feel comfortable with not reacting that way. With not getting so irritable because you don't have a cigarette, with actually loving the fact that you don't have a cigarette. And if you start to feel irritable, you sort of smile to yourself and say, I'm not going there because I know that I really should be delighted with the fact that I'm not smoking. So it's an exercise that you go through with this method that prepares you for things that come up and allows you to stay away from some of those normal things that you might feel.
Well, that seems real practical and real smart to do that. I took a class once that was called Joyful Acceptance.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
When we accept the reality of the situation, it doesn't have to be miserable and painful.
That's right. And you really can get so much more out of life beyond the smoking. The smoking keeps someone from enjoying other things often. And if you use the method, not only do you teach yourself how not to smoke, but you might get some tremendous ideas about other things that you can do with your life. So you look back, God willing, and you say, you know, that was the best thing that ever happened to me when I was smoking. I would have never learned all of these things that I do now, and it's a blessing. And I think that
we're going to find out some more blessings after we return with these messages, and stay tuned for more information about stopping smoking. Hang in there. Bye-bye. Back to Solutions with Marilyn. I would like to make the announcement that my metaphysical class has openings. We did have one class, but we were canceled because of snow last week. So we're just now coming into the second class, so you won't have missed that much. As I told one person, we're going to start on the meat and potatoes tomorrow night. So if you're interested in joining us tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, we'd love to have you. The class, Creating a Higher Conscious Contact with Your Higher Power, is from 7 to 9 every Thursday. You can call me at 253-845-4907 for your place in the class. And if you want more information about what the class is about, I'd be glad to share that with you. Or you can also email me at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at AngelicasGifts, one word, .com, AngelicasGifts.com. So give me a call, and we'll be glad to include you in our class tomorrow evening. I also would like to share with my listeners that next week, Ned Doherty will be our guest, and he has been traveling around the United States sharing about his book called Fast Lane to Heaven. This is a fascinating book about his near-death experiences, where he met Mother Mary, and she told him several prophecies. The whole last chapter is about prophecies. And one of those prophecies was the 9/11 event last fall. So his book came out in the spring, which was probably about 6 months before the event actually took place. So he was a foreteller of that event. I'm sure you'll have some neat questions to ask him. And the following week, we have Meredith Ann Purrier from Virginia Beach. She is the author of several prayer and meditation books and is on the staff of the Association for Research and Enlightenment there. A lovely lady you won't want to miss. If you wish to reach me for counseling, classes, or to make a contribution to continue this program, call 253-845-4907. Or email me at MarilynAngelicasGifts.com. You, too, can sponsor this program by calling the station, KLAY 253-584-1480, and join our group of sponsors and have your commercial offered to the potential clients that might be interested in your services. I want to get back with our guest at this point and ask him if he would like to explain how his system works.
Yes, I would love to. The system is based on dreams. That's number one. You're going to be working with your dreams that everyone has every night, and you're going to be saying to your dreams that you want some kind of help in learning how to stop smoking. Now, so that's number one. You are working with your dreams, and you're working with the goal of how to stop smoking. Now, there's a third leg to the stool, and that is that you're going to be working with seven centers that represent the various levels of our being that we need to work on before we can really learn how to stop smoking. And each one of those centers is assigned a day of the week. And that's the method that you use in order to learn how to stop smoking.
How does each of these centers contribute to the process?
All right. Well, let's
or what are they called also?
Yeah, let's say what the centers are, and then we can kind of go with them.
Okay.
It starts with the instinctive center, and then you have the sexual center, you have the moving center, you have the emotional center, you have the thinking center, you have the higher emotional center, and the higher thinking center. So you have seven aspects of yourself that you work with, and each one of those centers is a part of this problem. And that's why when someone says to themselves, I'm going to stop smoking, and they say it with their mind, and the next moment they're moving is picking up a cigarette to smoke it, that's why there's this so-called craziness which all smokers experience with this habit. In other words, there's a conflict between the various parts of their being, and this method works with each one of those centers and the dream.
That's really fascinating. How likely is it for someone to stop smoking and then start again using your techniques?
Well, Marilyn, I think that it's less likely with this technique, because you're spending 50 days, which is about as long as it takes to get rid of a habit, to change something in us. A lot of people think they can change 1, 2, 3, and it's just not that easy. You've got to have all of the centers aligned with the goal in order to be able to stop smoking. So once that happens, once you really have the agreement of all seven centers, or at least the willingness to try it, you're less likely to go back, because you're going to say to yourself, with all your heart, you're going to say, I have been there, I've done that, I'm not going back. And you're going to mean it and stick by it.
Well, that's a wonderful way to be able to arrive at stopping smoking, because it's congruent. It has that integrity that we really need.
Absolutely.
How does this method compare to hypnotherapy? They both use subconsciousness in their program.
Right. Well, with hypnotherapy, you're using someone else's ability to put you into a state where you won't smoke, let's say. And it works for people. It doesn't work for everybody, but it works for a certain number of people. And I say to anybody out there that, if you have not tried to stop smoking before and you want to try one of these other methods, it may work fine for you. But the thing that I find is that this method allows you not only to stop smoking, but also to grow in a kind of conscious way, so that you're doing the work yourself. You're using all of your potential. And you're growing with your problem rather than just having someone else take it away for you.
Well, I like what you're saying, because it's called taking responsibility for yourself.
Right.
And I think that's the most effective way there is.
Right. Well, I appreciate that.
Because you use dreams. You say that some people will often say they can't dream. And what do you tell those people when they have this comment?
Well, that's a great question. It amuses me a little bit, and I feel a little sorry for the situation, because everyone dreams. That's been proven. But it's just that when we're young, we've never been shown by anyone how important dreams are. And so what happens, we begin to live a life that's kind of hectic for most of us, and dreams are just an intrusion that's getting in the way of what we want to do with our life, we think. Often it's just the opposite. Dreams would help us be able to lead a more harmonious life and a life that's less stressed out. But we push them away as if they are some kind of intruder. And so as a result, after a period of time, we just don't even think that we do dream. But those poor dreams are out there waiting for someone to say, come on in, we want to work with you.
Well, I think that's interesting that when we use the different parts of our being to work for us and with us and in support of us, I think that's what you're saying, and I think that's a terrific way to go. I know so often sometimes we use that against us, and it really doesn't help a thing.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear
sometimes
that.
We use parts of ourselves against us, and it doesn't really help anything.
Right. Well, there's nothing worse for our overall harmony than to try to push something without the so-called agreement of all of us. And what happens, sometimes we get our way, but then we also get sick, or we find we're in some other situation we don't want to be in. So we really need to welcome dreams as an ally and as a kind of resource that will really help us. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that we dream is going to be peaches and cream. There might be some issues that we want to work with, but if we approach it with a sense of humor, I really think we'll enjoy the whole experience and just gain so much out of it. Not only that we stop smoking, but that we also have some other interests in our lives.
I want to remind my listeners that Pierce County's phone number is 253-584-1480. For those of you wanting to stop smoking, give you your questions. King County, 253-804-5765. We have our commercials now. Please stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly. Don't go away. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. I want to remind my listeners, if you tuned in to hear Kimberly Clark Sharp, she will be rescheduled for June 5th at her request. So don't forget June 5th. She has a wonderful way of telling her story, and by then her book will be available, and that was the reason for her rescheduling. I want to also remind my listeners that this next program will have Ned Dougherty. I was fortunate to hear him in Seattle in December. I was glued to my seat from 1 o'clock in Seattle, where he was speaking, until 5:30 that evening, and only was ready to get up and leave because I was sore from sitting so long. He is absolutely mesmerizing. So I'm sure you'll want to tune in next week and hear what he has to say about his foretelling the Twin Towers event. Also, I want to remind my listeners that they can call me for counseling, classes, psychic readings, or to make a contribution to this show. Please call me at 253-845-4907 or email me at marilyn@angelicasgifts.com. And you too can sponsor this program by calling the radio station KLAY at 253-584-1480. And we are going to resume our wonderful discussion with Humbler Acts, who has written the book, How to Stop Smoking in 50 Days. And I want my listeners to know how they can get their copy of your book, Humbler.
Okay. Well, the easiest way to get it, and you'll have it in 2 to 3 days, is to go on the website at www.humbleracts.com. It's $11.99 plus shipping. However, if you want to order locally, there's two very nice Borders bookstores. There's one in Tacoma and one in
Puyallup.
Puyallup. Beautiful. I love that. Puyallup, and they will special order them for you. So either way, I'd love for you to be able to share this information, and on the back of the book is my email address, and I certainly welcome anyone's comments, and I'll be more than happy to answer you personally.
Well, you've also answered how they can reach you, so that's wonderful. I'm sure that you might have some letters coming your way.
Thank you.
For your information, Puyallup is an Indian word. Washington State has many Indian words for the towns, and you're not the first one to trip over them. In fact, I loved it when Arthur Godfrey on his television show years ago said he had been to Valla Valla, Washington, Valla Valla, Washington, because in Hawaii the W's are pronounced as V's, and so he assumed that we had that pronunciation too. But the town was really Walla Walla. And our state is really Washington. And you're in St. Louis, right?
Right.
Yeah. So people from those areas aren't always familiar with our terms.
That's right.
What could you tell people who claim they don't have the time to do the recording and thinking about the dreams that you suggest in the book?
Well, Marilyn, I know that we all have that anxiety when we think about something we want to do and we just don't have the time for it. But I really would suggest find a mirror as quick as you can and look into it and say, you know, I really love you, and I want you to be around for a long time, and I don't want you to get sick, and I don't want you to be a burden to other people. I really want to stop smoking, and I'm willing to give it as much time as I need to give it. And then I'll add that it may not take that much time. We're talking about a 10 or 15 minute process in the morning when you get up, where you look over your dreams and perhaps you spend a little time during the day thinking about them. But you always want to spend the spare moments when you're waiting for something to happen to think about your dreams and to always try to point them towards your goal and never get off onto some other tangent which may have no benefit at all.
Well, the one thing when you look into the mirror you might also add is I don't want the medical expenses that comes from this.
Right. Well, you know, it just really saddens me when I had a friend recently, an old friend from high school, and this was a terrific guy, and he was so successful in business and in his personal life, and he had so many friends, and he kept on smoking. And 2 years ago, he got the news that he had a lung cancer. And he had time then to get the treatments and to go here and to go there to try to help himself. And it just saddens me to think we seem to have the time, God forbid, when we're sick, to take care of ourselves. But when we're well, we don't have the time. And that really, it just doesn't make any sense.
That's for sure. In your book, you talk about seeding your dreams. Can you explain that for us?
Right. Well, really, Marilyn, seeding, it's just when you seed, you drop some seeds, let's say, into the earth, and then you cover it over, and God willing, you get some kind of a growth. And when you seed your dreams, you just give yourself that little desire before you go to sleep to have some dreams that will help you stop smoking and work with the particular center that you're working with. And then you just sort of take it easy. I think that some people want to repeat that wish when they wake up occasionally at night, just to say it over again, that they want to work with their dreams and so forth. But it's just a kind of an urging and a kind of a hopeful request that there's some kind of an interplay between your consciousness and your dreams.
Well, I think that's smart. We need to have that awareness.
Right.
What other uses can someone make of this procedure besides stopping smoking?
Well, I think it can be used for anything, Marilyn. It's really as I said before, it's almost like an outlet in a wall. You can plug into this method and you can start a toaster, you can start a television, you can start a computer, a radio, whatever. It's useful for anything. I guess I feel that smoking is such a terrible, terrible thing that we go through with so many people losing their lives every year. You mentioned 9/11. We have 1,000 9/11s every year in this country with people that are dying from smoking, and it just baffles me that nothing really dramatic seems to happen. There's still the number of people that die, and there's still all those people that are smoking.
Well, hopefully they will get the message today.
Well, I hope so.
There is another way to give it a shot if something hasn't worked for you. This one sounds like it is very effective and would be very smart and practical and pragmatic to go ahead and put into your system as far as getting whatever information you needed for stopping smoking.
Right. I think that everybody who tries it will really be amazed that it's as effective and as fun as it is. It's almost like discovering gold right in your backyard. And as with gold, you have to do a little panning. Not every nugget is gold, but you find the gold, and you just marvel sometimes that these things are being made available. And I think we all have the ability to gain from our dreams something that we may never have thought about as being pertinent to our lives and helpful to us in learning how to stop smoking.
Well, that's terrific. I think we've learned a lot today that really is helpful. Have you ever thought of giving classes using your method?
Well, I have to some extent, but I guess I felt that the method in a book would be the way to start. I've even thought that people could form their own little groups, say in your town. A few people buy the book and meet maybe once a week and review their dreams just casually, with the hope of learning how to stop smoking, something that they could work together with. I guess I have thought of some kind of teaching, but the effort I'm making right now is to try to get the book known nationally and get some kind of initial success with just an overall kind of usage of the book.
Well, I think you're being successful in that regard.
Well, thank you very much.
We're so glad to be able to help offer this information to our listeners today. And we want to thank you so much for being here, Humbler Acts, and explaining to our audience all this wonderful information. And you have given many people hope and inspiration today to follow your fine example and great techniques for a healthier rest of their lives.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. And I must tell your listeners, it's been a joy working with you. You are really a special person. You've been conscientious and you've been interested, and I really have just been so pleased to be on your program. So,
well,
continued success.
Thank you for your kind words and your kind thoughts, and we want my listeners to realize if they still want that opportunity to get into my classes, call me at 253-845-4907. Next week, Ned Dougherty will be here. Stay tuned for that next Wednesday at noon, and we will see you next week, and have a good week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Maryland Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Maryland Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Maryland Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Maryland Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.